Blog Talk Radio. Are you feeling less than your healthiest self? Are you suffering from chronic illness, fat buildup, or fatigue? Are you taking prescription meds to cure or treat some ongoing condition? Those are all telltale signs that your body is missing some key nutrients or can't absorb the ones you have from the foods you eat or the supplements you're taking. That's because your body is unlike anyone else's. Today's guest will help you to better measure exactly what your body needs to live lean, long, strong, and healthier. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the 30 Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, and beyond. Dr. Gregory Teft, the world's leading expert in personalized nutrition and author of the internationally best-selling book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. Dr. Teft is a renowned clinical bio-nutritionist, board-certified naturopathic and chiropractic physician, three-time natural Mr. America, wow, former Olympic and U.S. swim team, sports medicine staff doctor, and well-known drugless clinician to the stars at Malibu Health and Rehab Center. He says that every illness can be traced to what we put in our mouths, and the opposite holds true. Every illness can be eliminated by putting the right foods in our mouths. So I am really excited to welcome you, Dr. Gregory Teft.
Hello, Dr. Goodstone. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I would love for you to start by telling us about your background and training, like what led you to get into this field and what led you to write this really powerful book that we really all should read.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I kind of started out as a youngster excelling at swimming. In fact, I was one of the top swimmers from about 7 years old on. The coaches thought I would make the Olympic team. And actually, I got to the point of being an Olympic alternate in high school. Long story, I was supposed to be in the 72 Olympics. I didn't make the 72 Olympics because I came down with asthma suddenly, out of nowhere, and which precluded my participation, to say the least. I was hospitalized, put on a bunch of drugs. The doctor said, I don't know where it came from. And they put me on a bunch of medicines that, by the way, are illegal for the Olympic team. But what happened was I was debilitated. I mean, here I was about to be in the 72 Olympics, and then fell apart, quite frankly, very depressed. And the doctor, Colton Fredericks, through a radio show my dad was listening to and connected me on, said there was a whole science that went beyond conventional medicine. Conventional medicine said I had allergies to cat, dander, dust, and dust mites. That's all they could find wrong with me. And he said, no, you got all these hidden allergies, you've got all these nutritional disturbances, you're probably full of chlorine and who knows what other toxins, and those are causing the asthma, probably a deficiency in magnesium, which, by the way, was true, all that. I got tested. I was very lucky. I was a research subject, and they literally fixed, got me off all meds, fixed up by just a change in diet, certain vitamins, chelation, a detox program that was amazing. In a year and a half, I never had another asthma attack again. Devoted. And then I also excelled in three other sports, using it as a guideline, and found that all the doctors, the Olympic athletes and the pro athletes and all of the higher end athletes out there were using this to increase performance, and that there was a whole science that wasn't part of what the medical, I call it the conventional medical doctor experience was, a specialization we now call functional medicine, which I got into and ended up really, a long story short, working with Malibu Health and Rehab. About 125 lab tests are taught to medical doctors, and I'm an expert at over 3,000 that can pinpoint every nutrient, cell regulator, and toxin in your body, which are all backtracked, like you said, Dr. Goodstone, to nutritional disturbances that, of course, can lead to quite a few hundred diseases. Most of the ones we're overwhelmed by in this country and other countries like us to this day. And this whole science was put together to sort this out by testing people. Let's say conventional medicine really tests the tip of the iceberg. With conventional testing, we go to the base with the test that we do. And I had the opportunity to test an absurd amount of rich and famous types and celebrities. Was on CBS this morning. We were getting such incredible results doing this. I, of course, wrote the books that I did. This was the second book. And more or less was looking for a way to serve the masses and came upon a nutrition test that we use to this day that is, you don't have to come to Malibu to see me, and is very inexpensive. And it's a interpolated tests based on 123 million people that have been studied in 75 countries, and more or less can cut to the chase and do what the people in Malibu were paying many thousands of dollars to do in terms of extending life, ridding yourself of over 223 diet-related diseases, doing all the things that nutrition really should do, and cleaning up your body should do. That doesn't happen because most people do not understand that you are not what you eat. You are what you retain from what you eat. So what you, Dr. Goodstone, or I eat is interpreted differently by our bodies. And there's a whole genometabolic phenomena called genometabolic capacitance, which we're measuring when people are out of balance, and that shows that their bodies can't assimilate whatever foods and vitamins and whatever the environments and any drugs or any whatever they're exposing themselves to, and that's the issue.
I want to ask you a lot of questions, but I don't want to forget to point this out, that as you were talking, I realized something, that this happens so often, that you're going in a certain direction, you were heading for the Olympics, and that's what you wanted to do. But there was some higher power, and you have a higher purpose in life. And it was meant for you to write these books to help a lot of other people to heal. So,
well, I think you're 100% on. I think you're right on with that. And I got to tell you, I was just privileged in all this because I've learned so much, and everything is so positive. I'm always so optimistic because we're dealing with wellness, not sickness. We can turn around diseases 20, 30 years before they actually manifest as a crisis in the doctor's office, and we can eliminate the core problems. 81% of all disease is directly diet-related, and, of course, we'll say environment-related. That's a quote from a study, Senate Document 264, which also says the solution to this can be found in nutrition, Dr. Goodstone. But they define nutrition as testing first for what you need and then applying the right foods and vitamins, not just guessing about it like everybody else is doing out there, right?
Yes. So I have some specific questions. So one of the things you say is one lock of hair is vital for a biopsy specimen. So explain that.
Well, yes, with the 3,000 tests that I used to perform at Malibu Health and Rehab on all the celebs and all the people we work with to get them in incredible shape and keep them younger longer and all of that, you need blood, urine, feces, saliva, and hair. You need a combination of specimens because each tells you different information about the nutrients in your body, minerals, vitamins, aminos, fatty acids, cell regulators like hormones and DNA, which people know about that, and of course toxins, over 400 toxins. And the balance of those really determines your wellness destiny. No matter what your genes say, it's what you deliver to your genes. And what we found is that in comparing all the tests side by side with some new technological breakthroughs, hair told you the most, told us the most about what to do, what was wrong and what to do. And it was just a matter of reverse engineering from a lot of these other tests. Like you take a hair test as an example, the test that we use. And if your calcium was higher than your magnesium, we knew you needed vitamin B6 and methionine. And how do we do that? Well, we put that test, this same test, side by side with all the other tests and said every time this is the case. So why not simplify the test, bring down the complication and the cost, make it convenient, and, of course, expand upon it. And now it's in 75 countries in 8 different languages. That's how popular it is. The Chinese Olympic team uses it. A lot of athletes use it. It's kind of, you know, almost behind the scenes because the average doctor, medical doctor, is not a specialist in functional medicine like I am. So they look at this test and all the others, and they say, I've never seen that before. Where'd that come from?
So, and maybe they have one test, but they don't have all of these tests.
Well, they might do a vitamin D test from blood. That's even erroneous because vitamin D measurement in blood does not detect cellular usage. See, the trick is to know what your cells are using, not just what's transiently in the blood, because the blood's just a transport medium as an example. And so they, oh, well, we did a vitamin D test. I've got more people taking tons of vitamin D suffering from hypervitaminosis D than I can tell you. It's just amazing. You can't fix the whole body with one nutrient.
They have too much vitamin D. Is that what you just said?
Yes. All the time. And I got to tell you, the Haines studies, Health and Nutrition Examination Survey studies, 40 years, there's four of them together, 40 years, determined that over 3/4 of America are taking so many of the wrong vitamins, they're doing more harm than good. On top of the drugs, on top of the pollution, on top of the weak topsoil and the nutritionally deprived foods we eat, on top of all those additives, on top of all the stress, come on. So,
like one of the things I know about is too much calcium and someone had kidney stones.
Yes. It's not about calcium. It's about the body's ability to use calcium in bone, where 98% of it's supposed to be. And that's based on magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and copper. So if those others are out, you can take calcium in, and instead of sticking to your bone, it actually triggers too much insulin release and causes hypoglycemia. It gets stuck in your gallbladder as gallstones and your kidneys as kidney stones and your urinary bladder as bladder stones. It gets caught up in the inside of your blood vessels as plaque. It can create calcific deposits in lymph nodes and breast tissue, which are carcinogenic fibroids in the uterus, prostate hardening. The list goes on. More muscle spasms. It combines
with
aluminum.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so I have another question. How do our genes and metabolic state predetermine what works for us and what doesn't?
I mean, that is the – if people only understood this phenomenon, they'd be so better able to take care of themselves. I got to tell you, that and the idea of testing before you take anything, knowing what you're dealing with first, which is what we specialize in, just like in regular medicine. But the most interesting phenomenon is the gene versus your metabolism. People think, oh, my genes just, you know, they predetermine my longevity, my wellness, et cetera, et cetera. It's not true. It's, you got to look at the seed in the soil. You've got to think of the seed as your genetic blueprint. Inside the seed, of course, there are genes that more or less have certain designs to them, have a certain pattern that will call for that seed to reach a certain height, to flower or to bear fruit under ideal conditions, be the best that it can be, go for its longest lifespan possible, right? It's all built into the gene, just like our genes in that seed. But the problem is, if you take that seed you're about to plant that has this incredible genetic blueprint, this genetic signature, we call it, to have to more or less make sure that plant is the most beautiful, most productive plant around, no matter how good that seed is, if you plant it in lousy soil, I'm calling it lousy, toxic, up, unnutrient, dense soil, it will never reach that genetic potential. Never, never, never. That's what our metabolism is about. Our genes say, hey, we want this and that and the other thing, but our metabolism is like the dirt to a seed. Digestion, absorption, utilization, and elimination are the processes of metabolism. And if they don't deliver what the genes are looking for, you can never reach your biological potential. And let me just tell you this, Dr. Goodstone. When UCLA put this to the test in Arizona and Biosphere 2, they said if we just line our bodies up better with the environment, with all these changes that have happened so fast that our bodies can't keep up with, if we just would test and find what we need more or less of, balance it out, and we did this from birth to death, our average life expectancy would be well over 100 years disease-free. In fact, they predicted 166 years on an ideal basis. Can you imagine?
That is amazing. But as you're talking, I've done a lot of studying online with these marketers, and the marketers always talk about testing. But we don't do that for nutrition and for our bodies and our health.
Yeah, well, even testing vitamins has nothing to do. We got to test the vitamins in your body. We've got to test you first with the right test, with the most telling test. And that's what we specialize in. We found here, okay, we could have done anything. Saliva's best for hormones. Urine's best for B vitamins. I mean, the list of how to put all this together goes on. But the computers really pulled it together because they're able to more or less interpolate everything. So it's all digital. And we can just from here, more or less like a tree, you know, you've got the growth rings on a tree year by year. As blood moves around, the hair picks up what's going in and out of blood, and it creates patterns that can tell us whether we're losing or gaining nutrients here and there. And hormones even can tell us all about the adrenal and the thyroid and other things people never imagined could be told from some hair. So that's why we centered on that. And it cuts to the chase because you can't really do the other tests without knowing what this particular test tells you in the first place. You know, so either way, you'll see it in every chapter of my book.
What if your hair is dyed? Does that have an effect on the testing?
No, they can burn it off. And we can use pubic hair. We can even use fingernails, you know, for people that don't have hair, as an example. We, you know, for the most part, the technology has moved ahead so far that we've got the heat of, I think it's 10,000 suns that break your hair down. So all that stuff burns out. It prints into a chromatograph. So they even know if you're on hair products that are throwing something off. And remember, what gets on you gets in you. So a lot of people are polluting themselves with, you know, all kinds of things that in their hair products, you know, all kinds of things they put on their skin, hormones, toxic stuff, lead. I mean, it's just amazing. Bismuth even in makeups. I mean, I could go on and on. There's lists and lists of, you know, what pollutes the body that gets on you and then in you. And we're out to clear that up. And all we have to do, Dr. Goodstone, all we have to do is measure where you start, get a starting point, and then give your body more of the nutrients it's lower in and less of the ones it's higher in. Until your body gets within a certain framework of certain food groups and certain vitamins, it'll maintain itself forever. And you'll reduce the aging process, increase energy, build muscle faster and better athletic performance, as I did. Keep your hair longer and better. I'm supposed to be bald at my age in my family. I have all my hair. It makes my brother crazy.
Wow.
He won't do the test. I'm his younger brother, you know.
But it's always there's always someone in the family that won't follow what you learn. They would follow.
And he suffers for it. But
else.
I look like his son, not his brother, you know, compared to him. You know?
I think there's a story in the Bible. Even Jesus wasn't accepted by the people that knew him well. You know, the local people. It was. It's always like that. So I have another question. What are the controlling elements that contribute to our unique nutrition blueprint?
Well, when you say elements, you mean, are you speaking of minerals or just in general, what makes us well? I'm not sure what you mean exactly.
Right. Yeah, just like what contributes to our unique needs in nutrition? What are the
two parts to this, what the genes want and what the metabolism can deliver. As an example, at the Arbor Vitae website, in fact, on YouTube, we have a whole bunch of testimonials. We had a fellow that had all these allergy tests done. He was losing weight. He's a younger fellow. He lost like 14 pounds. He couldn't gain weight. He was sick all the time, threw up. And the doctors told him, well, you just have a bunch of allergies and we don't know what's wrong with you. And we just went in and found that all he needed was more stomach acid. We applied the right vitamins, including acidifiers and the nutrients that improve hydrochloric acid. And he was actually able to eat all the things that he was allergic to before. He tells his story right there on YouTube. So what really more or less sets us up for success or failure is number one, what our genes really want. Who knows where our genes have been, right? I mean, you know, we have all these different types of genes, from Eskimos, who are pure carnivores, by the way, they eat primarily animal products, all the way to East Indian Hindu vegetarians, and they can't eat animal products. They won't metabolize it. It'll shorten their lifespan. They'll get sick. They won't grow and develop properly. We're all somewhere in between, so we don't know exactly where we are genetically. But we can measure metabolism to tell what's in our body right now and streamline, increase the efficiency of digestion, absorption, utilization, and elimination. So we can pick out what foods are best and worst for us right now. Do you need more squash than asparagus or more broccoli? We can figure that out now. It's amazing. Do you need more vitamin A or vitamin D? And all this really is based on what your body, and this is, you know, people don't go that far with what they're made of and what's in them and what's right and wrong about their body chemistry, because that's all this is. And then match it back to the environment, because right now, and I'll quote a huge study, the largest study ever done on the on nutrition. It was a 21-year-long study called An Evaluation of Research in the United States on Nutrition. It was $500 million to do this study. And it was from 50 to 71. There are Senate documents behind it. And they looked at all this and they said, you know, everything's changed quickly in the last 100 years of the Industrial Revolution. Our genes and our metabolism have not been able to keep the pace with all the changes in our food and our vitamins and the atmosphere, you know, the pollution. And, of course, not working out, not exercising, the drugs, all that. And so they also said, you know, after looking at this, and this involved every state college, every land-grant college, every farming college, they determined that the solution to all illness can be found in nutrition. And they define nutrition as testing what's in your body first, and then testing what's in food first, right, which is where we got ingredient lists, and then testing what's in our body after we eat the food. And that's essentially what we do. But nobody knows that unless they read the document. But they decided that 81% of all disease was diet-related, and Dr. Edith Weir, in front of the Senate Oversight Committee, when asked about how the money was spent, she said, well, it was spent to figure out how degenerative disease begins and ends. We got to test everybody. And if we would just do this, if we would, you know, actually test people before applying nutrition, like doctors do before applying drugs, we could eliminate 81% of all disease in the United States within 30 years. That's what she said. So all the things that are working against us. Now, you take 100 tribesmen or a Soviet Georgian or Lake Titicacan, a closed genetic group, they're able to take care of themselves. The environment hasn't changed. Their way of life hasn't changed for thousands of years. They always have the most perfect tests. The U.S. is number one in the world for the worst nutrition test. 98.7% of Americans fail miserably their first nutrition test, which is absurd. We also now are beyond 40th for life expectancy when we used to be fifth just a couple decades ago. We're losing it fast because we're not sorting out our body's interpretation of the environment. We're not getting in deep enough to look at the fundamentals of what makes our body work or break down. And, I mean, there are people running around that never figure out. Like, I had a fellow who was being treated for migraine headaches for years. We did a test on him, found he was full of mercury. I said, you know, the mercury is causing your headaches. He says, you're kidding. I said, no. Let's clean it out and see what happens. We cleaned it out. He never needed a migraine medication again. It went away. Can you imagine? This happens all the time.
That's amazing. But there are people removing the mercury, and that may not be the problem.
We have people that are so-called detox. And, yeah, no, it's too complicated. You know, you've got to begin somewhere. You've got to have a wider range of understanding of what the body's doing and cross relationships to all categories of body function, which we do, and we can move out. So our program is medically proven. That means everything you do is it will work if you do it. And if something doesn't work, they can say, you know what, there's something else going on here. Your potassium keeps on coming up low. Well, guess what? You've got a parasite or something. You need this other test, and you can figure that out. And then you can kill the parasite. I mean, it goes on. It branches out from that one place, the foundation of really understanding yourself. That's what we do, and that's what everybody should do. Other countries, by the way.
So are these computerized tests? Tell us about the tests themselves. What is it?
We take the hair, and we analyze it, and then we compare each person against 123 million people in the database. We put them in with the people that had the most similar results to them. And then from that project, by comparing what's in their body to what's in food, we match up foods. And then an algorithm is performed, which is about 8 to 10 pages of math, if Einstein did it, to determine how much of each nutrient you need in vitamins. And they actually compound vitamins, which, by the way, have to come from New Zealand. And they have to be synergized, otherwise they won't work. Can you imagine? You can't even get the kind of stuff you need from to make a vitamin work from America anymore. You have to go to New Zealand where the soil's untainted and the seed stock is not manipulated like here just to get the vitamins to work. So, I mean, there's a whole process.
Wow.
So it tells
you. And you also said to have the vitamins interact with each other, so they're synergistic. I have a sense that we're all taking all these different vitamins that may not work together.
You are so right. They cancel each other out. There's two categories of nutrients that are antagonistic to each other, except within narrow ranges of quantumized or energetically determined proportions. Okay, everything's about proportion of this or that or the other thing in the body, which we can arrange. There are those nutrients like potassium and vitamin A and tyrosine, the amino acid, that stimulate energy production in the body. And then there are those that slow it down, like calcium, like vitamin D, like the amino acid cysteine. I'm just giving a few examples. Now, your body's ability to release energy per bite of food is all that we have to focus on. We just get the body to release more energy per bite of food, up to 20 to 30% more faster metabolism, which means you could actually eat 20 to 30% more without getting fat. And the way you do that is by lining these nutrients up within these proportions. And, of course, when you do that, the body can assimilate what you give it, and it can reproportion itself in a more higher energetic level. It can get more energy from each bite of food, if it's the right food relative to your body, if it's the right vitamin relative to your body. And that's the whole secret, getting more energy per bite of food. I'm not just talking about runaround energy. I'm talking about energy to run your whole body, to take the nutrients out of that food and use it everywhere it needs to be used at the right time. There's a whole method to this. It's just called quantum physiochemistry. Any chemist could tell you this. You're just a chemical equation.
Wow.
So, I mean, I make it sound simple, but it's complicated. But all we got to do is line up the nutrients that help to release more energy, keep them within a range of those that suppress it, and the body will do the rest. And a lot of people in this country are taking all the things that reduce energy production and build up fat and deprive the body in certain categories of function and structure of nutrients that they need. You need the nutrients that don't increase energy, but they have to be relative to the others, because calcium is an example and potassium hate each other, except within a very narrow range, about 7 to 1 ratio. So you got to arrange that in the body, and the cells will sing. The mitochondria will produce energy. The digestive system will work beautifully. It's amazing when you line these things up. I'm sorry to take human life and break it down into little minerals and vitamins and things, but the body is that way.
That's
we're the
we
chemical
are.
Factory. So.
We are a chemical factory, right, and an energetic system. But the energy can't flow freely when something's missing. So tell us about, if I say it right, Arbor Vitae Nutrition.
Tree of Life. Yes, arborvitaenutrition.com is where people can go if they'd like to get a test, for one thing, or purchase the book. There's the website is for people who want to help themselves, and thank you for mentioning that. And anybody listening to this show, if they put in code 320CA1006, the first test is only $165. That's about $100 off the initial cost as a New Year's resolution.
All right, can you just repeat the number slowly?
Sure. I'm sorry, I get very passionate because I love this subject, and I apologize for the listeners if I talk fast, but it's 320CA1006. 320CA1006, it's the BioCorrect test and program. It's designed, from it we can predict over 200 diseases. It's amazing because we looked at well people, sick people, the best athletes, the worst, and we found commonalities in the patterns of nutrients in their body, which we apply to each person we test. So we can pick up, just in 1 week, this is 5 years ago, high copper levels, alarmingly high copper levels in three people. They all had the beginning stages of leukemia, and their doctors just missed it. I called their doctors up. I said, when leukemia gets above this milligram percent level, you've got early onset leukemia. They all doubted it, but they trusted me. They figured I wasn't crazy. I knew something because I'm a specialist. And in each case, the leukemia was so early on, it was myelogenous leukemia. It was so early on that each of those people were saved and are still alive to this day. And we picked it up with just a fluctuation in a couple of minerals, and they had just had physicals, all of them, within the last 1 to 4 months. That regular physicals did not pick up this information.
What is that test again? Just repeat the name of the test.
Well, I like to call it the total body chemistry test, but on the website it's the Arbor Vitae BioCorrect test and program at arborvitaenutrition.com. And if anybody has an issue, I can give a phone number. If they want to call, they can always get
the... Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
Thank you for promoting that. It's 714-782-7107. And if that doesn't pick up or it's busy, sometimes we get a zillion phone calls at one time. There's another backup number, 949-315-8338. And I've sent this test to as many as 18 countries, Dr. Goodstone. And I'm going to tell you, I've tested people in other countries that are far more nutritionally balanced than us. If we were to line up all the tests from Americans versus the other countries that I've been in, our tests are always the worst. I wish people would know that this is real science at its best, to arrange nutrition and lifestyle so that you can maximize your time on this earth.
Wow. And, well, I'm sold on it. I can't wait to go to that site and take some of these tests.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little crazy about it because I've been world-class athlete in four sports, culminating in winning natural Mr. America. That's drug-tested Mr. America. Three times in a row, nobody ever even came close because I was able to maximize my performance in different sports. It was amazing. Track and field, powerlifting. I was going to be in the world's strongest man contest. And, it worked for me, plus my own health. I mean, and everybody I've worked with most closely, I have people, most of the people that have been with me in the longest, they break 100, no problem. I have a lot of people in their late 90s that are not on medications, and their doctors think they're freaks of nature. No, they are what nature's supposed to be. I tell them, don't you ever let a doctor call you freak of nature because you're not on any meds and don't need them. You should be an inspiration to that doctor to try to help their patients to be more like you. I get so
Absolutely.
Mad sometimes.
I have a friend who's 87 and totally healthy. Anyway, it's time. I could go on. I love listening to what you have to say. So just tell us again how our listeners can get in touch with you.
Sure, and they don't have to come to me. We do all this mail order. We're all over the – I mean, it's so easy when it's only here. And then we do everything through the Internet. And so it's just been a boondoggle. It's just been wonderful working with so many thousands of people from all these different countries. And the website is arborvitaenutrition.com. Arbor as in tree, like Arbor Day, A-R-B-O-R. Vitae as in life, V-I-T-A-E. nutrition.com, and the best two numbers are, oh, and don't forget the code so you can get the $100 off for the first test, and that is 320-CA-1006, or if you want to be adventurous, sometimes the web manager is on, sometimes he's off, you can just plug in the date by numbers. It should also give you for the radio show. It should also do it. But I would be safe with the 320-CA-1006. And the phone numbers are 714-782-7107 or 949-315-8338. And please don't get discouraged. Sometimes lots of people call at the same time if they try to call. But a lot of people just, you know, they use the website. So either way.
But you are offering something that I really have not seen too much of. It's really thorough. A lot of people offer a piece of this. But thank you so much for participating in the show today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Goodstone, and thank you for all the listeners for putting up with my passion, because I love this. I just wish everybody would do it, quite frankly.
I wish we could all get that passionate about healing our own bodies.
Well, it feels so good to feel good. I mean, people say, why are you always happy? Well, that's because I can do 100 push-ups. Can you? Elaine, Jack Elaine's wife, his widow, is a friend of mine. She, at the Fit Expo, she says, you want to see me do something special? I go, yeah. She goes, she gets down and gives me 50 push-ups right there. I couldn't believe it. She's 90 years old. That's the way I want to be when I reach 90.
Fabulous. Absolutely. So thank you, Dr. Gregory Teff. This was fabulous. So
thank you,
Dr.
Goodstone. Dr.
Erica Goodstone. Yes, thank you. And I'm saying goodbye for now. So please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond, and be healthy and happy. But if you add Dr. Gregory Teff's tests and really get your nutrition right, you can live to 100 and over. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon.